Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings. I am back on the air. It means it's Monday, 12 noon Eastern, time to do some ranting and raving. I'll be joined shortly, hopefully, by my buddy Herman Hurston. We will have to go pick him up because, for some reason, his phone will not dial this show. That's very interesting. Had a great weekend. Wheeling Casino, 400 people. Wow. What a great time. What great hosts. They were fantastic hosts. It was a great experience. It's really funny, though, to see the amount of government controls over the gambling. There's only one point of entry and one point of exit. I mean, you can exit outdoors, I'm sure, but to get into the building, you've got to come through a checkpoint. So this is where we've gotten to. We've gotten to the point where we're so allowing the government to do everything they want that they can do anything they want. And then to make money, then you just have to comply with all the rules that are put upon you. Go to any casino in the United States, you'll see this. Ultra security, ultra rules, ultra stiffness. And that's not just because of them. That's because of the government. See, the government's the only cheater that's unregulated. And that's the truth. The government was supposed to be bound by certain things, is not. But it was a great show. It was a great weekend. I had a great time. It's fun to get out and love your job. I know so many. I feel fortunate because I'm one of the people who loves my job. But my job is highly stressful because unlike your job that you're pretty much guaranteed unless the company goes under, if I quit being funny, I quit having a job. If people decide suddenly to hate upon me, I can be forced from my job. So this is why I cherish free speech so much, because it's very important. It's very important. I saw a Babylon Bee, I think it's the Bee. Oh, I can't remember. It's names. If you listen to this show long enough, you know I'm terrible with names. But anyhow, they did a cartoon of a monster in a rainbow shirt. And if they spoke anything that it disagreed with, it would kill them. It makes a good point. We're told that we're narcissists for holding beliefs different than the group. Who's the narcissist? Who decided what was the correct thought? And again, I fall back to my favorite reference because it makes such a point. You all do realize at one time in the United States, it was frowned upon to speak against slavery. Think about that for just a second, will you? It was frowned upon to speak against slavery. And that if we had the social media of today and were Facebook to take the opposite side of what was once a very unpopular, because it was popular to believe in slavery. So if it was popular, then Facebook, if it was popular, then unpopular or misinformation would be blocked. And so you couldn't speak out against something that was obviously wrong. You know, like the Rona? Everything they said was proven wrong, and yet it was still you were still not allowed to speak against it? If this does not point out the importance of the First Amendment, then there is nothing I can say to you that will convince you. And all you sheltered little college students who shout down people with different opinions, all you do is make yourself dumber. See, college used to be a place of opening your mind to new experiences, new thoughts, new ideas. Now it's an indoctrination camp where you will follow the exact programming that they are trying to put into you. And there is no voice of dissent allowed because it is dangerous and threatening, and you must use violence and intimidation to keep it off your campus. My, aren't you enlightened little brats? And I don't know what to say to get you to look at the world differently. The mere fact, see, this is the thing. This is why they're not teaching history. This is why history must be destroyed. Every great society in history has followed basically the same course. And if you don't learn it, you'll run the same course before you finally figure out that everything that they knew in the past was right and you missed it because, well, it's just, this is different. No, this is human nature. See, that's the thing. Sorry, I got the yawns rolling this morning for some reason. May have to go get a cup of coffee. Maybe on one of the breaks I'll leave my little office studio. It's kind of nice to not have a bunch of noise in the background with the outside weed eaters at the old compound. In a much better place now. In a much better place now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some commercials in so that they are out of the way and go retrieve my buddy Herman from wherever he happens to be. Get him on the phone and get into the show. So I hope you're here. Go get your coffee reset. These are going to be, and we'll do probably a long set of commercials because I want to have some time to get coffee myself. I forgot it. I'm not exactly the smartest one. I keep forgetting stuff. It's getting older. The brain. The brain's on that thing that all old folks get into where you can't remember stuff. And you go, why can't they remember stuff? That's easy. Sometimes things just happen. It's like your phone when it gets old and it quits working. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, let's get the first commercial underway. Be right back.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was of beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
And we're back. And my buddy Herman with me. Herman, you there?
I'm still here, live and well. What's going on?
Oh, man, I was just talking about, had a great weekend, went up to the Wheeling Island Casino. They had 400 people there in that crowd.
Wow.
That was hot.
Incredible show.
Oh, man, it was a fun weekend. Had a great time.
See, I love the way you explain things from a real perspective, and I didn't hear you say something retarded like, it was an epic show. It was epic. That's the new word for everything. It was epic.
Oh, yeah. We've all got to catch the buzz phrase.
Well,
speaking of buzz phrases, what do you think about the cocaine found in the White House?
Well, you know, that's what they call it, the White House. Hello? Now you found out the truth, huh?
Well, it's funny to me because I saw the video of Jill and Biden and Hunter out there, obviously coked out of his mind.
Yeah.
So how do you know that? Folks, I've been around the corner. I'm not exactly a newbie. And if you've ever been around people doing coke, Hunter Biden had every single sign that he was coked out of his mind.
Yes, and oh man, it's oh my God. Nobody knows the things that are obvious. I'm glad I have street sense so that we can look at things from a true perspective versus just a knucklehead, you know, sight. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, because most people look at it, oh, he was excited. He was no, this boy was coked up.
He was coked up. Eyes fixed. He was ready.
And the whole wiping the nose thing and the wiping the nose thing and wiping the nose thing. He was either bumping or wiping the snot dribble. I mean,
yes.
Come on, folks. Come on. This is why this was such a joke back in the 80s when people were always constantly wiping their nose. Because 80s was a big popular coke time.
Yes. But remember, they had everything going on. Remember, coke is it? The most refreshing way to
yeah.
make the most of every day. So wherever you go and whatever you do, there's something here waiting for me and you. Coke is it? They was advertising cocaine.
Yeah. Because Coca-Cola originally had cocaine in it.
Yeah, as I said, they was advertising cocaine.
It's funny, at least we have a sense of humor while the world just crumbles around us.
Yes, yeah, as the walls come tumbling down, you have to laugh to keep from crying.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's really funny because when people are actually, the funny thing is that with the accessibility to people comes the ability to spread the truth, which is why they want to shut these places down where individuals can say whatever, label it misinformation, tell you you're too dumb to figure it out yourself, so we'll filter what you see because we're the brilliant, intelligent government that's $32 trillion in the hole. We made $100 trillion worth of promises we don't know how to pay for. The check's coming to the table, and you all are going to bring a shitstorm to our front doorstep if you ever wake up to how bad we have screwed you.
Well, I always tell people, I was doing a study, you know, recently, and I was looking at the badge of the police officer. And the badge of the police officer comes from the persons who police the streets. Now, the police protectors at that time were the slave catchers, and they had a badge. Okay? And the only thing different between the police officer's badge now and the slave catcher badge is, it's 2023.
Well, I've seen that story.
So everyone has now been positioned in the same position that all slaves have been placed in.
Right.
Period. If you don't understand, tell me. If you don't think that being a lawyer is not a slave auction because you're chosen, if you don't believe police officers, basketball players, they're auctions.
But under a different name, and so we see them differently.
Thank you. It's the same thing. Okay?
People don't want to realize, okay, a lot of this stuff is rooted. Yes, there has been changes made along the way. I will give you that. But
yes.
it's rooted in something else.
Yes.
As long as we keep that illusion that it's changed, because the things that they can do to you, and this is one of those things I say to people, and they all, you're crazy. Every law written by the United States government, every law, including dog licenses, safety belt law, every law is backed up with the threat of death.
Yes.
And people go, how is that possible? Well, it's real simple. Don't wear your safety belt. Get pulled over. Decide you're not going to pull over because it's just you not wearing your safety belt. They'll kill you. Okay, so you decide to pull over. They give you a ticket. You don't show up to court. They come to try to get you. You disagree with them. They'll kill you. Every single law written in this country carries the death penalty.
And see, what they don't like is such as, like, I'll tell a police officer quickly, listen, so with all due respect, I have a weapon. I'm sitting in the car. You're aware of it. I'll give you all the information you want, but I'm not stepping out of my vehicle for a traffic violation. It's just not happening. I don't need a dog in my car for a traffic violation.
Exactly.
If I have an infraction, let's get on with the infraction and move on. I don't need a witch hunt because of an infraction. That's all. Don't overdo your job.
And see, you understand that, and I understand your perspective on that because you've been with me when we've been pulled over.
Thank you.
So you know I've had over 50 traffic stops. And it's really funny because what people don't get is these cops will go, like if they ask you a question and you don't answer, I'm just trying to be friendly. Well, the question is, where am I going to and where am I coming from? What is that any of your damn business at all?
Thank you.
It's not.
Get on while you pull me over.
Right. Write me a ticket for that tail light out. Well, down the street, they're robbing stuff out of Walmart and stores because you won't go do that one because that one's unpopular.
Yeah.
Put up signs that say no littering along the interstate in Oregon. And there's $350 fine for littering along. And then roll into Portland where there's shit in every street and tell me that they care about littering.
Come on now.
The truth is in your face, but nobody wants to accept it because it means they have to accept that their government is totally corrupt right at this moment.
All I understand is that if a police officer wants to play these games, once a police officer pulled you over, he knows you have weapons in the vehicle. And it's a choice of, and this is people, it's sad to say, but Dan, it's honestly the truth. Do you want to die? I don't want to die. But you, as a police officer, when you pulled me over, I was minding my own business. I had two guns in my car, not bothering anybody. I wasn't planning on doing anything, and I'm not now. But now you pulled me over. Now we're in a situation where I feel threatened. I haven't done anything, and I couldn't have done anything because I never initiated anything. And everything is progressing because this officer wants to progress things. Now, if you want to really progress things, this is what it comes down to a citizen. I have guns. You have guns. I'm trying to tell you I'm not going to do what you're asking me to do. I'm doing everything within the reasoning of the law. And then we're like this. You trying to take me out of my car, we're going to have a shootout. Period.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're going to have a shootout. We're either going to have a decent conversation, where both of us can leave here because you initiated this stuff and you're still pushing things up and making sense out of the shit you're starting. Period. Yeah. And the question is, are you ready to die? That's what you have to ask these people. Are you ready to die? Thank you.
Victimless crime. Now, I can see if you have an accident while you're speeding, charging you with a crime that's a real crime because you were breaking the law when you had the accident. But until there's a victim, there's no crime. And they've been trying to convince people that it's the Minority Report. It's exactly what it is. It's the movie, The Minority Report, right down to the letter, man. Now we can see your intentions to commit a crime, so we're going to come in before you commit that crime because you're voicing opinions that are different than ours. And so then we have the right to go in there and take you out before you commit the crime. It's thought police. It is the thought police.
Mm-mm-mm. That is crazy.
Isn't it, though?
That is absolutely nuts. And then people look at it as if we're supposed to accept this nonsense as normality.
Exactly. But here's the whole thing. Even if you do it this way, crime will still exist.
Yeah.
Your freedom will be gone, but crime will still be there because crime has been here forever. It is part of life. There are people who are wired wrong. There are people who are just mean. There are people who are just evil.
Laws have been created to protect people. People break laws to satisfy their circumstances. And when people who break laws are in a position of power, they're going to distort everything that once was to fit what they fit for their needs.
Exactly.
Period. And you can see it everywhere because the Alphabet crew is just outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
It's just outrageous. And like you said, with cocaine, it's so crazy. When you talk about cocaine and partying and stuff like that in the Biden administration, that's where the Alphabet people lie.
Yeah.
Okay, when you go back to the real rockers and things and the deep hip-hop artists, all of them are in the Alphabet community. All of them.
Yep.
I don't care how tough and how, all the womenizing men we think are womenized, those are gay men.
Yeah.
Those are gay men, a bisexual men. We have a certain way as regular guys that there's certain things that we do where we have pride in life. Not pride of a rainbow, but pride from inside.
Mm-hmm.
Controlling that pet inside of us, having patience, controlling our ego, and avoiding temptation.
Yes.
Period. And for those who...
That's all part of a civilized society.
Yes.
You can't act like a Neanderthal and just kill for what you want. That's what makes societies good, is the fact that people can control themselves. And now we're teaching people to be completely out of control, and that it's okay, and that's how you get recognition. Do what you want. Just do what you want. Just do what you want. No matter who it affects, just do what you want.
Yeah, no matter what goes on, do what you want. Do as thou wilt.
Yeah. And that leads to a crazy society where every weekend you read of another shooting where some person who's out of control runs around and just kills people because there's no morality, there's no remorse, there's no self-esteem. It's all this artificial shit that we feed to people. And then we go, why is everybody going crazy? Well, there's no fear, there's no remorse, there's nothing to stop anybody.
Well, it's kind of crazy when there's a guy named Charlie with some big tits who's just got out of trouble for molestation, but he's reading to the school class in his third graders.
Yeah.
See, this is what people want to look at as our normality, our norm. I don't know when the Alphabet world start teaching our children. And the thing is, it has always been there. This is the problem. There's nothing new under the sun. They keep saying that. There's nothing new under the sun. So I'm starting to believe, but I don't know, because believe means I don't know, but I'm not sure, but I'm starting to feel like a breeder.
Okay?
I'm starting to feel like a breeder for the Alphabet Society, and what you're doing is allowing me to think that I'm living in a heterosexual society while still breeding for you to transform children into your society. Because, see, without our society, there's no one to transform.
Well, see, you know what's funny about that? The normalization of pedophilia that's going on right now, where we're calling them minor attracted persons now. This is the new thing. We got to understand their sickness and their need to prey on young children. No, I don't. No, I don't. And here's an example. I just saw this, and you're going to – this man who says he's a woman had a young child sucking on his nipple. Do you understand what I just said to you? That's child abuse.
Can you hear this sound right here? You hear that?
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the only answer to child abuse. That's the only answer.
That's a sickness that we're teaching and we're trying to propagate, and it needs to stop. Now, again, I'm not saying outlaw gays, outlaw this. If you want to do that, do that. Do it in your bedroom. Do it any night you want, as long as it's with consenting adults. I don't want to control your life, but I'll be damned if you won't come after my kids with this perversion.
Yeah, because my thing is, I tell it like it is. Go and enjoy all of the chitlin' love that you want. All of the chitlin' love, okay? Because that's chitlin' love. Now, if you're in the chitlin' love and that's what you're doing, whether you're doing the chitlin' shoot or you're doing the Giles, whichever one you're going, but it has nothing to do with us.
Right.
The children deserve to not think about sexual activity until it's an appropriate time of their age and their life.
Exactly.
You know? Now, I told people over 10 years ago that the age of sexual consent for children in this country was 10 years old nationwide. 4 years ago, almost five now, it went from 10 years to 4 years old. And no one believed me. No one believed me. But now it is clear as hell that the consent of sexual activity with children is 4 years old. Four. You hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. It's sad. It is sad. And anybody who's ever been molested, understands just how sad it is because it changes you from that day forward.
Oh, yes, it does.
You are never the same again. Your life will never be the same again. And the rest of your life will be an arc from that point.
You live the rest of your life like a loaded gun.
Yes, sir.
And you don't even know why you need to fire.
Exactly. And then it takes you time. And eventually, you can come. See, I understand this from that perspective. Because I was. And it changed my whole life. And now as I'm older and I can look back at it and see what it did to me, I understand it from a different perspective.
There you go. Period. And we were talking about, and I understand it because what it did to me, I understand it from a different perspective. But how many male figures will state that they've been a part of molestation in their life? You're not, be a man. Be a man? I wasn't when this mother sucker was trying to do what they would do to me.
Exactly.
How do you explain be a man?
Yeah, you didn't understand it. That's why these four-year-olds don't understand what getting your dick cut off will do to them for the rest of their life. And the people who are peddling to this are sick, sick individuals.
So if we go from the experience of being abused as a child, I'm just being real in thought, and if someone says to me, an abused child, by a man, be a man, that means go abuse other men. That's what they're saying.
That's exactly what they're saying.
That's what they're saying. So you're telling every male to go out and abuse their sons, nephews, cousins, just abuse them. Because you want to do what? I want to be a man. Come on. Be real with this.
Nobody wants to be real with it.
Nobody.
Because when you come to talk about it, it's very uncomfortable.
Yes. What male figure want to talk about being abused by another male? Period.
Yep.
Now, a lady can talk about all day long. This is what happened to me. I was sexually this. I was assaulted. I was raped. I was abused. But when a male says another male outside of jail and incarceration, okay, because that's the only time people will accept those conversations, that when it happened to you in boys' school, or we can talk about it. It happened to you in jail, that's how it functions. No, it happened to me at Aunt Susie's house. They don't want to hear that.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Because that should not exist in the Christian, Muslim, organized religion world. You should not have molestation because you got a religion to choose.
Mm-hmm.
So with religious choices, little boy, you can't be saying that molestation is happening. We've abominated that to the word of this and the word of that. That is not true.
No.
Those words have not stopped the actions of young males being abused across the nation and around the world.
The whole reason our older folks, when we were younger, made sure that males and females were not left alone together when they got into high school dances and stuff like that. That's as much human nature as that other stuff is. There's weird people who would do that. But then when you get to the whole group of male and female and the hormones are firing, they made sure we were supervised.
Thanks.
They also made sure that we understood there were consequences. And if somebody got pregnant back in the day, that was a big thing. Now it's just that, whatever. It's another single mom. It's another kid raised by a woman alone. It's another piece of fodder for the machine that will eventually end up 80% of people in prison come from single mother homes.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a daddy now. It's the government.
But there was some weird things going on back in the day where parents did what they could according to what they knew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes, it was a great time. But I'm living proof that there were glitches.
Yes.
Major glitches.
Yes.
And major denials.
Absolutely. People many times knew it was happening, but they just, if I don't acknowledge that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because we don't want that smudge on our name.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, it goes to the saying, though, and I've said this. I don't care what happens. Whatever happens, there's always a good side to it, and there's always a bad side to it. That's the thing you've got to learn to accept, is that there's always going to be good and bad. So talking about it doesn't make it any worse, but it does make it better because it gets an awakening of what's going on around you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you need to think about that. It's putting your head in the sand solves nothing. It makes your life easier up until the moment it becomes very uneasy, and then you go, how did I get here? Well, you got here by putting your head in the sand.
But people don't like to do anything until it affects them directly.
Exactly. That's not my problem. But it is your problem, or it will eventually become your problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nobody, nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody
like
wants
this,
to hear
this money that was being thrown around during COVID. It was thrown everywhere. They ran up $5 trillion in debt in 2 years, and there wasn't a peep from anybody going, hey, what is this going to do? And now it is at everybody's doorstep. And people are sitting here going, what are we going to do? Well, what are we going to do is going to get worse, kids. This is the top of the hill. We're looking down into the abyss. I don't see any real way to turn this around because they have absolutely destroyed the dollar. And if everybody's life is based on the dollar and your IRA and your retirement fund, everybody's life has been destroyed except for the rich political elite.
Mm. But one thing about the rich and the political elite, the only people that really, really make out in this situation, but they don't think they make out, are the basic people that don't know no better. You've always been in that position. I don't. And what's going to happen right now is not going to be much more different than what's always happened in my neighborhood.
Exactly. You and I have always lived that life where we haven't had great excesses.
Yeah, so, thanks.
Just another
day,
yeah.
What if the power grid went out? Then the power grid would go out. Then we find a way around that and make shift and do what we have to do until we adjust to be able to make it in this next adjustment. That's how simple it is. It's not a panic for me.
Well, Dan would come over and install a solar grid for Herman.
But what becomes a panic is that the war becomes when you have a whole bunch of people that don't know how to do once everything has been taken away, that need to depend on the people that know how to do.
Yes.
Period. Now, to know how to do, people can become evil tyrants and not help. But that's not usually what happens. What happens is the don't know how to do's end up getting greedy.
Yes.
Once they think they know how to do something that the doer shows them. Then they kill the doer and no one has any more.
Exactly.
Because
well,
they
I don't
just
know
think,
if you've heard this statistic. This is going on in the construction industry right now.
Hmm.
That in the construction industry, for every 50 worker that retires, There's only seven to replace them.
Yeah, that's why all of these construction sites are sitting here with houses just rotting away.
Yes.
Because after COVID, they start doing it before COVID, and after COVID, they come back, and there's no one to help them build the houses once they drain the economy.
Exactly. And so what are we going to do when this knowledge disappears? Because, see, this is the real truth. For a year, we've heard of the population time bomb, that we were going to overpopulate the earth, which I knew was bullshit from the beginning. The real problem will be the depopulation time bomb that's happening right as we watch.
There is enough land undiscovered for everyone to live in one portion of the undiscovered land.
Exactly.
So for us to overpopulate, what?
If you've ever driven out west, out in Washington and Oregon, you can drive for hours and never see anything.
See anyone.
That's right.
So everything they're doing is a mindset. They're training our minds to think that way.
Exactly.
We should know better. Once you get to a point of understanding, man, I keep telling people, slavery from the story that was told is not real from that story. It's not real. You enslaved people that were already sitting here.
Yep.
These people were sitting here already.
Yep.
Because the conquering of between 1700 and 1776, that was a whole movement.
Yeah.
When we talk about the British coming to New York in 1768, 1767, something like that.
Hey there. What the hell just happened? Hey there. Wow. What the hell just happened? Wow, this is strange.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone. except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I gotcha.
I got you right where I want you. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked you. Creeped up on you, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on you. Once I get you, you'll be a boy.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, drop off, part of the game.
Ain't the scene for so long, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world with Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.webs.com. That's official, ninjascroll.webs.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Well, we're back. I'm sorry about that long commercial break, but apparently people don't want Herman talking to me.
Because we're stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Yeah, the truth will be censored.
Yes, it will be. The truth
so,
will be
let's
censored.
Get back to what Herman was saying about the British in New York.
Yeah, the British in New York, man. It was 1786, 1787, or 1788, and they were coming in because New York was separating from Britain, and they wanted to follow their own policies and whatever they were doing. Now, the key word was, when the British came to occupy, the indigenous people were irritated with their occupation. So, therefore, if the indigenous people were irritated with their occupation, this is not talking about slavery.
Exactly.
We're talking about a community of people to which we now call black that are part of that history not spoken of as slaves. And we're talking about 1767, 1768. We were not talking about slavery. So how does this exist as a glitch in society with no one knowing, and we've been taught past that? How does that happen?
Again, I go back to something I said to you, and I'll say it over and over. The knowledge you know versus the knowledge you've been taught.
Yes. 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 The knowledge you know versus the knowledge you've been taught. Perfect.
And it's everywhere, and you can see it through the threads of society. And I read this on just – this was a great statement somebody made. If the news all reads the same, it's not the news, it's advertising.
There you go.
Because if I'm a news station and Herman's a news station and we decide what stories we're going to put up, what are the odds that us and 10,000 other people who have the exact same idea are going to put up the exact same stories?
Amazing.
And not only put up the exact same stories, word them in the exact same way.
Wow. Wow. That's a great, yeah.
Just gotta look. And every station says the same thing. Every station used the same words. Every station covers the same story. Every station. What are the odds of all the thousands of stations coast to coast and all the thousands of reporters that work in them stations all getting up, making the same story to pick on and then wording it exactly the same way and then putting it on the air? What are the odds?
What are the odds? Wow. Mass market simultaneous advertising.
It's exactly what it is. We will tell you what today's fear is. We will tell you what to be scared of. But we won't tell you any of the backstories on this, like this whole cholesterol war. And since the statins came about to battle the cholesterol war, we've had Alzheimer's appear and rapidly expand. But it has nothing to do, because correlation doesn't equal causation, you dummy. The experts have decided, and you need to just follow what we tell you and quit questioning, because that you're a stupid person. I have been to school, and smart people have taught me.
I am educated.
No, you're programmed. You're programmed to go along with the machine and not ask questions. It's sad. And the trouble is, there are obviously clear thinkers in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They exist. 20% of America didn't take the poison.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they knew.
They knew. We know better than to trust the government. We know better than to believe that something can become Operation Warp Speed, which, oh, by the way, the patent for the COVID vaccine started in 1998 or 1990. I can't remember which one. 1990. The patent for the mRNA vaccine comes from 1990.
Yes, yes. That's what
we didn't know about the Rona until 2019.
Yeah, go back to the patent. And the patent tells you in the beginning, this is when this started. That's what that patent tells you.
Yes.
This is when it became official. It became patent. Then you have to go back to the research of history and study of, because the research and history and study of is before you patentized it, before you became a patent.
Exactly. And that's why Art Bell was talking about CRISPR on After Dark AM radio back in the 90s and late 80s before anybody knew of it.
Woody Harrelson was in a movie. I cannot think of the name of it, about the destruction of the earth. It was
2012 or so. I just watched it the other day. He was at Yellowstone talking about all this stuff with Yellowstone. And yeah, I think it was 2012. Oh, God, I can't remember the name of the movie, but I know the movie you're talking about.
And see, this is the thing. People want to create all these illusions of destruction for paths they're trying to lead us in. Everybody talks about all these destructions. These destructions are wars we created. This earth would be fine if we would leave it the hell alone. Nothing happens without us digging, drilling, or changing the metabolic structure of this land that we live on.
True.
This land doesn't need you to come up with ideas and change it. This land is already adjusted for you to be on it. The land doesn't need you to transform it for you, for it. We need to save the animals. The animals was okay until you start relocating in the wrong areas.
But see, that's the other thing, too, when you talk about the land being okay. And somebody brought this up the other day. Think about the amount of weight that has been placed on the rock, bedrock, in New York City.
Yeah.
The weight of all of those materials, the ground doesn't press down? And doesn't that create something somewhere else?
Yes.
And then I've talked to you about Dutch Sense. I love watching him. One of the things he points out is the majority of earthquakes occur in areas where there's an enormous amount of drilling. And it's funny because he'll show it, and then there's acres and acres and acres and acres and acres of drill sites around it. And he goes, what happens if you take a piece of paper and you punch a hole in it, and you punch another hole in it, and you punch another hole in it, and you punch another hole in it?
It weakens the paper.
It weakens the paper. Why not the earth?
If you punch another hole in it, punch another hole in it, punch another hole in it.
And don't forget, Africa's splitting in half right now as we speak.
Yep.
There's a gigantic rift that is opening up dead center of Africa.
And if you think about a heart attack or stroke or anything in the body, what happens if you keep drilling into our body and you keep poking another hole and poking another hole and pulling? We're built. Everything is a system that is it coincides. We are smaller systems of a system that's larger than we are, but the systems are the same because they coincide. It's just the cosmos repeated and repeated and repeated. Whether it's a rabbit, a squirrel, a dog, an ant, all connected.
Exactly.
And we want to all see ourselves as separate things. And the only time we know that we're all connected is if there's a giant explosion and we're all going to leave here together.
And the funny thing about that is, and nobody wants to hear this, geneticists will tell you that over the history of the Earth, there's been three or four major points where all the DNA narrowed in, which is a sign of a very small population. And what if all of these gigantic structures that we've been finding everywhere are signs of a society that was way more advanced than us that disappeared for whatever reason?
Mm-hmm.
And did that just stop? Just because you and I come along, it's over now. The educated people are here, so all worldwide tragedies are done.
So if a people train you to be a certain way, right? What are they keeping you from becoming?
Exactly. What if we learn about all the secrets that were held in the resonances and sound vibrations, the ability to cure stuff with sound vibrations, the ability to move massive structures with sound vibrations? See, they like to call the Tesla story, where he supposedly almost brought down a New York building when he developed a harmonic machine and made a basic earthquake in the building he was living in. That's all made-up stories, right? That's why thousands of people, again, the UFOs, they've lied to you about UFOs. They've lied to you about marijuana. Why not they lied about Tesla? Why did they swoop in as soon as he died and grab all of his research and classify it?
And
don't you want to know why? Doesn't anybody want to know why anymore?
Nobody wants to know why, but Tesla was using a lot of Egyptian understanding.
Exactly.
And pyramids for what he was utilizing to develop the usage of everything he was doing.
And free energy.
Free energy. Because you heard about
why would the Rockefellers not want free energy?
Didn't you hear about the African? Did you hear about the African boy just recently? He had created a car that moves on, that runs on free energy, a helicopter that runs on free energy, and a television that needs no electricity. Okay, so that means that technology he'll be able to place within cell phones, computers, and everything where there'll be no electricity needed. Okay,
exactly, and then no profit. And then no taxes. And then that's when the government collapses, because without us to rob of our money, they have no income.
But anybody like him, like the one guy that came up with the car that runs on water, anyone that comes up with any of this, they come up dead.
Yeah, they do. A whole bunch of them.
Some kind of mysterious way. A lot of people that are resourceful people now are dying.
Exactly.
Period. I'm surprised they're not killing major... They probably are major mechanics. There's certain people, anyone that can have a form of creating a way for resources for many people, they're killing.
Because money is the root of all evil.
Yeah. And they're doing this unmercifully. And it's like, with us just speaking right now, if enough people listen, then we have to be careful of the thought, because they'll try to make you afraid that they're going to do something to you. But just people listening.
Oh, yeah. That's planting the seed.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Because like I always tell people, don't believe things I say. Don't believe a thing I say. I want you to listen to the show. Don't believe me. Go look for yourself. Knowledge you learn versus knowledge you're taught. If you go look at it and you go see it and you go experience it, that is real knowledge.
Yes.
Everything else is stuff you've been taught.
Just pass down information.
Right.
That
and as long as your source is good, and as long as your source is pure, you will get good information. But the only way you'll know that is to investigate the information you receive to the point where it's almost information you experience.
Yes. Yes. Because it may not be a rumor, but for you, it's rumored to have been said.
Yes.
Until you put the factual statement for yourself, studying for yourself on it, is still considered just a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads to being called a conspiracy theorist.
Yep. A term, by the way, developed by the CIA to discredit people spreading the secret information.
Yes.
Look at Bob Lazar. He's the best example I can give to you. This man said he worked at Area 51. They've scrubbed him from the files. Everything they said he said was a lie, made up, yet everything he said has become true.
Yep.
So who do you believe now, the government or Bob Lazar?
But who even remembers Bob Lazar said it, because so many things that went on between them?
Yeah.
Period.
And people don't get this. This is the thing. He talked about an element that was taught to our government by aliens that he said they described the property, said the name, and said it was going to be added to the elemental list. They said he was lying. It was made up. It was BS. And then lo and behold, recently, they added that exact thing to the elemental charts.
Wow. That is amazing.
The exact properties he described 20 years ago when he was called a nut.
How do you say amazing?
Isn't it, though? And also, I know you remember this one during all the garbage that went on over in the Middle East. The Iranians pulled one of our top secret drones out of the sky and did zero damage to it. Remember that story? They did zero damage to it, and they brought it down from the sky. Yet if you go back a year before that happened, an Iranian minister said that a UFO had crashed, and they had developed a tractor beam from the technology of that UFO.
See, that's crazy.
And don't forget, anybody who said anything about UFOs up till 2 years ago was a conspiracy theorist, a nut, a mental case, and people didn't even tell their UFO experiences for fear their friends would think different of them.
Well, most people were thinking about Bruce Jenner becoming a woman, then the Kardashians being a part of the family, and Kanye West and other NBA players sleeping with all those women. That's what we were concentrating on, why all these things were happening.
Yeah, the Colosseum.
Yeah.
We were watching the Colosseum.
Yeah. Bullcrap.
But nobody wants to hear this. Like I said, oh, who's playing tonight in the game or who's doing? Look, that's a distraction. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy it, but don't make it your life.
And when you say the Colosseum, I'm just thinking about Rome, okay?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing Rome did at the end while they were collapsing. They developed the Colosseum to distract the citizens from the endless wars, the endless debt, and the sexual depravity that hit the society. That's history, kids. That's right there for you to see. And that's exactly where we are now. We are in the Colosseum stage.
Wow. Because they're trying to make, you're right, they're trying to make, like, I'm looking across my timeline on my television right now, and you see Danny DeVito telling jokes. Then you got Stephen A. Smith, and we're talking about the NBA. Down from that, you have Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. There is very little resources of information unless you look it up for yourself. I'm looking at track, sports, more entertainment, boxing, twerking. In order to watch something decent, I got to go to the fake animal channel.
Right.
Where you see trucks riding beside the lion. So how is the lion in the wild if the trucks are so close up to him? You're basically standing over him in the truck watching him eat a gazelle. How was that wildlife, man?
That's the whole truth, Herman. It's an illusion they're building. And that illusion is to keep you distracted.
None of it's making sense.
Don't forget, in 2013, they signed into action. There was a law that said you could not broadcast propaganda inside the United States. They bypassed that law in 2013, and it's now okay for your government to perform psyops on you.
Oh, wow.
But everything's okay. Don't worry. Everything's okay. Don't worry. There's no backing for the dollar now because the petrodollar doesn't exist because everybody's trading in their own currencies now.
People don't realize one thing. The backing of the dollar is still what it is. Our backs.
Yes.
Our backs.
Our belief that it still has a value, too.
Yes. Because what we produce is the value of the dollar. Because
exactly.
What we produce. Because you can't earn gold and anything and diamonds without digging them, without retrieving them.
You can have a gold bar worth $1 million, walk into a store and the shelves are empty. What are you going to do?
What you going to do? Huh? What you going to do? I got this pretty gold bar, and that gold bar is just as useless as money.
Yes.
But you know what I have? I have the ability to have a welder over here who can melt that gold bar down and make something of it because it's freaking useless to us right now unless it's a tool.
Exactly.
Okay? And we're going to make something worth something out of that gold bar, but right now that gold bar is worth nothing. Now, we'll hide it within the structure right now until it becomes something. But right now, we need to use this structure.
Real things of value are food, water.
Yes.
Those are the real things of value. Everything else is an illusion. Why is something shiny and yellow useful or valued? What can you do with it? I can make something shiny to hang around my neck. The only real value of it is to make some kind of machine. But other than that, it has no real value.
Nothing. You know, like they say one thing, we're like children, we run out of something to do.
Mm-hmm.
We made so much to where it's just become useless.
Yes.
Period. You know, we're just running out of stuff to do. We're making clothes we don't need, shoes we don't need, cars we don't need, boats we don't need, traveling vehicles we don't need. We are building such things that we have an overabundance where they have to get rid of the stock because there's nowhere to actually store the things extra that they're building, these toys that the elite build. They have so many trucks sitting in the field, they get enough trucks to give everybody here a truck. They have enough cars to give everybody in the nation a car. Period. We produce enough oranges to feed everybody oranges every year, everybody apples. If we stop killing the female trees, we will produce fruit again.
Exactly.
period. You're forcing this economic situation. We don't see figs anymore. We don't see dates just around. We don't see blueberries and boysenberry and raspberries. We don't see grapevines anymore. We don't see peach trees. We don't see pear trees. We don't see apples and plums anymore.
What we see is manicured green lawns that are worthless with shrubs which are decorative. And if you actually have the nerve to grow your own food in your front yard, a city council that will come by and shut you down.
Wow. I never understood it. And you know what? I went back to Gary, Indiana, right?
Yeah.
And I started to notice, like I talked about cities like in the Midwest, you know, it may be going on in West Virginia in places because it's a different lifestyle. I went home and people are hell with the city ordinance. They're growing corn in the front yard.
Oh yeah, it's a swing. It's the pendulum swing. It's finally coming round.
Yeah, people are taking the land they own and saying, "Hell with Roundup, let's round up this grass and start growing." I need tomatoes over here. I need snap beans over here. I need this, that, and the other. I still have a sidewalk, so I can walk to my door.
Right.
But I need to have this full of life. There needs to be bees and butterflies, and there needs to be all of these things around because these things are needed in life. While we're trying to poison everything on earth and say it's okay because these things that have always been on earth now interfere with our way of living. Come on.
And see, that's the whole thing, because when I was younger, I can remember setting out at night and there'd be millions of lightning bugs.
Yes.
Now you go out at night, and if you see one or two, you're lucky.
You're lucky.
Because they have been destroyed in the name of getting rid of mosquitoes and stuff like that.
When you went outside, you would hear crickets sound like a symphony. Crickets and grasshoppers, you know, you can just hear them.
Yes.
And you can hear the difference between a cricket, a locust and a grasshopper. It was different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
you
it
know,
filled the night sky.
Yes, man. You remember those things, man.
But we have poisoned everything so much that those fragile animals are dying.
Remember, caterpillars were everywhere.
Yes. Trees, full of them. Well, that destroys our trees. No, it's life, folks. What destroys stuff is man interjecting himself into that cycle of life.
Thank you.
I don't know if you remember this. Remember, I think it was about a year and a half ago, the Bill and Melinda Gates Society released, you got government okay to release genetically modified mosquitoes into the mosquito population to try to control the mosquito population. And now, just recently, malaria has popped up in Florida exactly where those genetically modified mosquitoes were released.
Now, if there was anybody on this earth that needed to be accidentally assassinated, I would say Bill and Melinda Gates. It's amazing how these two are able to do so much.
Oh, yes. They have the ultimate power of money.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're intelligent. They got the money. Whatever they want to do, they're going to do.
They like the reincarnation of Jim and Tammy Faye Baker.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Boy, that brought back some days.
Yes, man. Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking about Melinda and Bill Gates, and their name just reminds me of the Tammy Faye and Jim Baker, you know, because they had so much control of the nation.
And these people do. They're in control of all your big politicians. Don't you doubt it for one second. They quit representing you about 30 or 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And again, I say, if you won't believe, if you can't look at Ocasio-Cortez going from a slutty bartender to a 23 millionaire in 6 years on $175,000 in the most expensive city in the United States. You're so blind, there's no way I can make you see.
Yeah, there's no way you will ever see.
You'll never see.
Yeah.
No matter how many words, no matter how much evidence. That's why I love you. Which church did you get it from? Which church did you get it from? That is just the quickest way to deny any truth.
I don't even like people like that talking to me.
Oh, I
because you're just a deterrent. You're not here to supply anything. You're here just to deter anyone else from hearing anything because you're an idiot.
You're just here to be negative.
Yeah. I hate that. So I don't really deal with people like that, man.
Because if you can't open your mind up to something that it may be unpleasant to you. It may be unpleasant to you, but you've got to open your mind and look at it and go, why and how? And ask yourself over and over, this makes sense. Why do people always think somebody else is more super intelligent than them and that they just got passed over and because they don't have the name senator or congressman or a, you know, an alphabet of PhDs and all that, that you can't possibly be a smart person? Yet I've been in the country and met some people who make incredible things that have not won a lick of public education. They learned on their own. Look at that. Look at that. It dropped Herman again. All right. We're gonna go hit some commercials so we get Herman back for the last part of the show. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get up on you.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
And we're back. We're back once again. Herman's back with me.
Hello.
They are trying to keep us from talking today, that's for sure.
Yeah, man, as they say, shut your mouth.
And we say, go F off, bitches.
Man, it's so crazy.
I'll give you a statistic that will give you hope, though, and this is one of those, you know, things from the past. At the time that we went to war with Britain for our independence, they say less than 5% of the population agreed with that.
Yeah.
See, that's the complacency. That's the, well, it's okay, so why fight so hard to change it? That's complacent.
Mm-hmm.
That's America right now. Complacency. I have everything I need, so I'm complacent.
Yeah. And we've artificially intelligenced people to a point where they're lazy. The complacency is part of just being lazy and having too much convenience.
Yes. I don't even have to waddle my ass out of the house to get fat food delivered to me.
Yeah.
And I don't call it fast food. I call it fat food because that's what it is.
Fat food, yeah. Going to a fat food restaurant because that's what it is.
That's right. That is. You look at all the people that eat this garbage. You don't see a bunch of healthy joggers going waddling in and out of Burger King,
no.
McDonald's and all.
No.
You don't. Oh, by the way, the new thing that you really need to look into, and I've added it, you know, I make a fruit drink in the morning like you do.
Okay.
And I went out and I got this stuff called Celtic sea salt.
Oh, yeah.
And I take a little pinch and put it in my drink every morning.
It helps your body absorb the moisture.
Yes. And also it has all the essential minerals your body needs.
Mmm. Yep.
Celtic sea salt is all I put in every morning. And people go, well, that'll run your blood pressure up. Guess what? My blood pressure hasn't changed because I watch it like a hawk.
Yeah, that's not true. They don't know. They're just saying because a doctor has programmed them to believe that, and then it's just a rumor placed around now. They're rumors. It's rumors.
If you take a real look at medicine over the past 20 years and then correlate it with the rise in all these strange things that we know nothing of from our childhood.
Nothing.
But it's not correlation. It's just accident.
That's coincidence.
Yeah, it just happened. It just doesn't.
You overthink things.
You know, the fact that the exact time sunscreen was introduced, skin cancer went up.
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
At the exact time all the statin drugs to reduce cholesterol were introduced, Alzheimer's appeared and then skyrocketed. At the exact time that kids went from like 6 or 7 vaccines for really deadly stuff to 75 to 100 shots, depending on where you live, sudden death syndrome occurred and rose along with autism. I never knew an autistic child when I was younger in the 60s. I didn't know a single autistic child. Now I can give you groups of people who have autistic children.
Yeah. But I remember even special children were different back then.
Yes.
Special children had a sense of responsibility.
Yes, they did.
I'm just telling you, it was different. Now you have regular children with no sense of responsibility.
Hey, I'm telling you something. It's if you can sit and see it, and we both see it, and we both see it from different angles, then how do we both see the same thing?
Because it's on the same sphere. It's the same. We're in the same atmosphere together. You've got to see it.
Yeah.
And if you're not,
Yeah, and if you don't see it, then you ask yourself why.
Yeah.
That question. Why?
Well, if you wouldn't see it, you perceive that you would ask yourself why.
Exactly.
But the people who are doing themselves, we ask them why in our minds. They really probably don't ask themselves shit.
You know what? That bell curve of intelligence, you're talking about that bottom 30%.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny about that bottom 30%? That is almost the exact same approval rating that Biden has.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's that tell you?
Tell you.
The thing about our conversations that I love is they all branch.
Yeah.
They all branch and just go. And that's what makes it fun because we go back and forth. We chase the rabbit holes.
Yeah.
And again, we aren't telling you to believe this way.
No.
We're merely asking you, can you ask yourself these questions?
Yes. And people and say
they want to outlaw asking questions.
Oh yeah, quickly. Well, you don't have to outlaw asking questions when most people are dummies and don't know what to ask anyway.
Yeah, there's no critical thinking taught in school.
Yeah,
there
but there's no
to be critical thinking taught in school. You used to have shop class, mechanical class, sewing, and things that made you think. You had to see a situation, come up with your own solution. Now we give you the solutions. We give you all the answers for the test. You just need to memorize them.
Yeah. So why would I ask questions when I think I already know?
Exactly. And then I hand you this piece of paper, and that piece of paper in your mind means I'm an educated, smart, intelligent person, when all it means is whatever they wanted to indoctrinate into you, you get the certificate that it was complete.
Yeah, and if you haven't paid all this out with a grant, you earned from a scholarship, you got a hell of a fine bill to pay.
And then you have to work harder to pay back for somebody giving you knowledge than if you'd have gone out in the world and got it for free, you wouldn't have that debt.
Yeah, you wouldn't have that debt. Matter of fact, if you were thinking, you have money saved up.
Right. And then on top of that, nobody wants to talk about how the rate of college expenses has outpaced the cost of living by factors of 10 and 20.
Yes.
And
with no job guarantee.
Right. You're convinced that with that piece of paper, I'm a different person. When you're exactly the same person, you just now have a piece of paper.
Yes. With a whole bunch of nice stickers and stars. The same thing, a degree is the same thing as stickers and stars on a certificate from your kindergarten teacher. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
It's the work that you did that earned it that means something. How do you apply that?
Exactly. That's why I said when people were making fun of me for doing my own research, I would say, well, why would you go to a classroom and then they'd go, go do me a paper on why bubble gum is chewy. And you would, without hesitation, go research all the reasons bubble gum is chewy. You would write that paper and feel like that you got your gold star for being a good person rather than looking at the topic they gave you to research and go, no.
No.
I would let her research this.
Yes.
And then that becomes your own research with people who were educated, air quote, were using to slander you for doing what they tell everybody to do, which is read.
So that goes back to the old saying, you damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly. They don't see that idiocy. I bet you did your own research. Is it good to say it? I bet you read a book.
Yeah, dude, ball, what the hell you mean? Bet I did my own research. You bet I did.
Right. And that's how I know it's real, and I haven't been taught it's real.
Yeah, you bet your tail I did. I'm not going to curse at you. You bet your tail I did, you son of a... I ain't playing with you.
I bet you read a book.
I'm like, who brought Bubba?
That's why you can go out into the countryside and go to farmers and get real knowledge of how to grow crops, real knowledge of how to make sustainable fields. But a brainiac in a college said something, it instantly becomes law with zero real world experience. It's all in theory.
Yeah. And that's what people don't want to hear. Someone tell them common sense to think about.
Like I said, we were raised in a generation. We were told that everything we were taught, the next question should be why or how does that work?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's shut up. Somebody smarter than you figured it out. Now just do it.
You know that's called slavery, right?
I missed that.
You know that's called slavery, right?
Yeah, basically.
Shut up. Somebody has your life planned out for you. Do what I tell you to do, or basically else.
Exactly. You better stay inside the plantation.
Yes. And that
the real world is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. stay inside of the plane.
Yep.
The plantation houses the plane.
Exactly.
You know, because a plantation is just a place. But the plan that they're placing in place, they need a plantation for house.
And the more the government becomes the ruler of that plantation, the more enslaved you become.
Yes. Excellent.
Well, Herman, after three phone calls and numerous attempts to keep us from talking,
you know, we're
coming up against the time wall where we are done.
And funny how time flies when you're speaking well.
Yeah, it's a great conversation. That's what I love about our conversations is they challenge you. Because if everybody sings from the same book, there's no challenge in that. The challenge comes from ideas that aren't your ideas, but they come from a person you respect. So you instantly, instead of poo-pooing, you give them credit, and then you try to figure out where it comes from because it comes from a different perspective. And it helps you open up and learn.
Yes, because we're able to receive from people who care about what they say.
And it's definitely been a blast. I always enjoy this. This is one of my favorite parts about this radio show is the back and forth we have.
Yeah, man. We just get to take our regular conversation to us to make it have purpose. But believe me, folks, we'd be doing this anyway in general.
We just found a way to put it on a radio show.
We found the word to make our talking count.
And we had to work to get that done because everybody's trying to keep us from doing it.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, man, we got to keep the spies away. I don't know what's happening, but it's all good.
Yep, it is. Like I said, I found that shortcut. Now we're going to keep – I'll call you back. They can cut us 100 times. I'll call you back 100 times because my drive to spread people some truth – well, not say truth, some thoughts, some concepts so that you can think about it yourself. Like I said, don't just agree with me. Look at what we have said today and go look it up. Go do your own research. Read a book.
It won't cost you nothing.
Get your library card and go look this up in the old Dewey Decimal System. Do they still use that?
I don't know, man. I haven't heard that until you said it in over 25, 30 years, 40. I don't know.
You told me how old person, who the hell's Dewey?
Yeah, who is Dewey? We don't even name kids that anymore.
Well, another great show is in the book. Thank you always for joining me, Herman. We're going to be swinging the title of this over now that I figured out how so Herman doesn't get chopped off and we can get him on and his phone company can't block his access to the show. And we're going to make this happen. There's going to be a change coming shortly as soon as I can find some time to sit down and make up all new commercials and what have you not. But Herman's going to be a regular on this show, and I think he adds so much to it, and I think our conversations will spark a lot of thoughts in your heads. And like I say every single week when I sign off, if you're listening to this, you are irresistible.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. when the enemy comes after you, tell him Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.